Opponents of a proposed wood-burning power plant in Springfield, Massachusetts, are trying to turn up the pressure on the city's Public Health Council to hold a hearing on the project. Whatever the local health board decides to do, it could trigger a lawsuit. Encouraged by local environmental and social justice activists, the Springfield City Council approved on a voice vote a resolution calling on the Public Health Council to hold a site assignment hearing on the project proposed by Palmer Renewable Energy. Councillor Orlando Ramos, the resolution's sponsor, said he's not concerned by threats from the plant's developer to sue if the local health board gets involved.
I'm more concerned about the public health and safety of our residents. You know, I'm concerned about the asthma rate in the city of Springfield. I'm concerned about the air quality in the city of Springfield.
Michael Ann Busey, director of Arise for Social Justice and a founder of the Springfield Climate Justice Coalition, said activists have fought to block construction of the biomass energy plant for 8 years and are not about to give up.
It's been very clear that our community does not want a biomass incinerator, and we're glad to have the support of the majority of City Council anyway.
Following a series of defeats with state environmental regulators and in the courts, the project opponents have now turned to the local health board.
We believe that the Public Health Council not only has the right, but also the responsibility to hold a site assignment hearing to determine if this incinerator is in the right place and won't damage public health in any way.
Palmer Renewable Energy, in a statement, said, quote, "There is simply no legal or factual basis for the Public Health Council to pursue a site assignment." The statement went on to say the developer had met every legal and environmental requirement to begin construction of the plant at an industrial site in East Springfield. The Public Health Council held a public hearing about the project in January, but is yet to announce a decision on whether to convene a formal site assignment process. The council met in a closed session in May to discuss potential litigation that could result from the biomass project review. The agenda for the June 15th meeting includes another executive session. Opponents continue to publicly press the council to make a decision. At a rally near the site of the proposed plant on May 26th, Jesse Letterman, the environmental organizer with Arise for Social Justice, said activists might sue the council if it does not hold a site assignment hearing. At a June 6th press conference in Springfield, Claire Miller, Massachusetts director of the Toxics Action Center, and Veronica Eddy, vice president of the Conservation Law Foundation of Massachusetts, called on the health council to get involved. Eddy said the proposed wood-burning power plant would have an impact well beyond Springfield.
This is going to be a significant source of greenhouse gases. So it's time to put on the brakes, take a look at this facility, see how it's going to impact the community, and see how it's going to impact Massachusetts so that we can meet our Global Warming Solutions Act greenhouse gas reduction goals.
The Conservation Law Foundation has sued the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection over its decision to issue an air permit for the proposed plant. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.